This is Here's to Veterans, presenting your Saturday Night Serenade. Here's to Veterans from your Saturday Night Serenade, starring Vic Damone, Hollis Shaw, and Gus Henson and his orchestra, brought to you transcribed by the top flight talent of radio in cooperation with the Veterans Administration and dedicated to the citizens who served in our armed forces, now working shoulder to shoulder with their fellow Americans to make a stronger and better America for us all. We start with our sensational young star who has won his way into the hearts of millions of Saturday Night Serenade listeners. Here he is, and here she is, Vic Damone and Peg of My Heart.
Peg of My Heart, I love you. Don't let us part, I love you. I always knew it would be you. Since I heard your lilting laughter, it's your Irish heart I'm after. Peg of My Heart, your glances make my heart say, how's chances? Come be my own. Come make your home in my Irish art and Francis. Come be my own. Come make your home in my heart. If
I were to ask you veterans who are listening to this special program of Saturday Night Serenade exactly where the national headquarters of your Veterans Administration is located, I'm sure all of you would know the correct answer. Washington, D.C., that's right. But suppose I ask you what's the address of your nearest VA office. If you don't know the correct answer to that one, you're needlessly making things hard for yourselves. The VA was decentralized in order to bring its direct everyday services more quickly and efficiently to veterans in the places where those services are most needed. In other words, the VA office that is equipped and ready to serve you, Mr. Veteran, is the VA office nearest your home. Visit that office when you need advice or help. Address your letter to that office when you find it necessary to write. Do not write to Washington. A little later, I'll tell you how to write your letter so as to get prompt and helpful action from your nearest VA office. Here is Hollis Shaw and Vincent Heumann's great song, More Than You Know.
Lately I find you
A while ago, I explained to you veterans why you should not write to Washington when you need advice, help, or information from your Veterans Administration. The proper place to write is your nearest VA office. And here's how to write that letter if you want quick action. Give your full name clearly. Give your present address in full. Put down your service serial number. If you have a claim number, put that down too. If you haven't, be sure to give the date of your birth and your former rank while in the service. The date of your discharge or separation helps, too. You may think you have an odd or unusual name, but don't bet on it. Remember, there are 24 million different veterans listed in the VA's Master Index file. Be sure to listen to your station announcer at the end of this program. He'll give you the exact address of your nearest VA office. Write, telephone, or visit your local VA office when you need advice or help. You'll get courteous and prompt service. Damone asks the question for which there are 1,000 answers as he sings Cole Porter's What Is This Thing Called Love?
What is this thing called love? This funny thing called love, just who can solve its mystery? Why should it make a fool of me? I saw you there one wonderful day. You took my heart and that's why I ask the Lord in heaven above, what is this thing called
And that's the Here's to Veterans tribute from your Saturday Night Serenade, starring Vic Damone, Hollis Shaw, and Gus Henchin and his orchestra, who, with their sponsor and the American Federation of Musicians, the American Federation of Radio Artists, the Advertising Council, and this station, have donated their services and time to the Veterans Administration in the public interest. Tune in again for another star-studded Here's to Veterans show. And remember, veterans, for advice and help on your insurance, education, loans, medical care, and other benefits, write or visit your nearest Veterans Administration office. This is your host, Warren Sweeney, asking you to remember, a well-adjusted veteran means a happier and more prosperous America. And now, a word from your station announcer.